The pandemic has changed the relationship of how city folk use their public spaces. Working from home has allowed some people more time to spend outside to explore their surroundings. Caroline McGavern reports that community gardens not only give outdoorsy people a reprieve, they help feed families who are out of work and food insecure.
Folly Delgado coordinates a garden outside of Clinton Avenue School in Fairhaven, Connecticut.
We're constantly putting out communications and reaching out to, you know, people in the community, letting them know, inviting them in and letting them know, yes, this is your garden. It's okay to come in.
She participates in one of the City of New Haven's 56 community gardens that have been around for decades. This will be Delgado's sixth growing season at the garden, where she began volunteering as a way to help her grandson connect to his neighborhood.
Particularly when the children show interest and the families come with the children sometimes, it's just an opportunity. And this was kind of mind-blowing to me, for people to have the experience of the knowledge of where food really comes from.
About 5 volunteers maintain the Clinton Avenue garden, but anyone is allowed to harvest the food it produces. And the garden has been harvested by more people during the pandemic.
And that is something that I think that we take for granted.
Brent Peterkin is director of Gather New Haven, a group that organizes the city's community gardens. He says some gardeners donate a percentage of their harvest to local food banks. However, many gardeners noticed that produce was being taken from their gardens.
I use that word lightly. It doesn't necessarily describe the activity of someone going to a garden and removing vegetables for their personal or family's consumption, as it is a community garden.
Peterkin says some people are food insecure due to increased unemployment. Fear of economic shutdown also heightened interest in having access to a garden that would always be open and safe to visit. The pandemic has affected who was able to participate in community gardening, too. Chris Ozick is with the Urban Resources Initiative, a community forestry organization.
The underserved communities and smaller sites had less participation or chose not to participate this year because of COVID and concerns. And a lot of our volunteers, especially on neighborhood-based projects, are seniors.
Delgado says she saw a lack of the typical volunteers.
It was a little bit more challenging, but that was due to the fact that, now grandparents had to go help, you know, their children with their children, you know, because they were out of school and they still had to work. Certainly we grew more food and we had more people than ever harvesting food.
Peterkin says urban agriculture has been found to have several health benefits. That includes combating food apartheid, the unequal distribution of full-service grocery stores.
We in New Haven had food deserts, but we have shrunk them.
That's Evan Tracton from the City's Livable City Initiative. He says progress made over the last 15 years in reducing food insecurity was thwarted by the pandemic, of course. But the community gardens have softened the blow.
People come for one thing, but other things kind of flourish. Our elected officials and stakeholders in the community typically come together around gardening, and it's something that unites us.
He said the past year has shown gardeners that there are still many more who are rooted to their neighborhoods and want to have a hand in stewarding the land and their community. Caroline McGavern, WSHU News.